What's up, world? Welcome to the Positive Truth, uplifting and positive news to help you believe in yourself and the world around you. Tim, what are we trying to bring?
Here at the Positive Truth, we're trying to bring awareness, empowerment, inspiration, optimism, and understanding to communities everywhere. JP, how are you?
They can hear us trying to like scramble because we're trying to be more organized. But I'm doing wonderful. How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing amazing. It is Tuesday.
What is our theme for today, Tim?
The youth are awesome with the Positive Truth on this beautiful Tuesday.
So we have two youth-focused positive news stories. Make sure to like, share, subscribe, rate, and review. If you leave us a five-star review with a comment and send us a positive news story to thepositivetruth@gmail.com, we will send you a Positive Truth t-shirt for
free $3.99.
What do you have for your youth is awesome positive news story?
I have a story that hits home in a specific type of way. So there's this 11-year-old boy. His name is Mickey Watkins. He's hanging out by his house, and all of a sudden, he sees these snowboarders doing these amazing tricks. He goes over to check out what they're doing, and they're actually doing like a photo shoot for this magazine, right? They're doing tricks downstairs, down rails, just having a blast. And being an 11-year-old kid, I can relate to this kid. I used to skateboard like no other. Anytime good and older skateboarders came around us, we would stop and watch, and we would try to emulate, right? 11-year-old Mickey Watkins, he's watching them do this, and everybody's looking at him watch, and they're just enjoying the moment. And then all of a sudden, he gets up, and he gets this lid, a tote lid, and he gets on it trying to slide down the hill. Everybody's watching him fail over and over again, and he was like, man, I can't do it. But he's still smiling, still enjoying himself, and he's still doing it. He slides again, finally does it. Everybody sees it. There's a photographer there, professional photographer by the name of Mike Yoshida. He actually captures the photo. Everybody can relate to it. They see him smiling. We all can relate in the snowboarding world, Mike said, because we remember the first time we stood up on a snowboard and actually slid down the hill for the first time. It's a great feeling. So he wanted to capture that. Now, let's fast forward 9 months later. This happened in February. They're having this meeting for the December cover photo for the magazine. And this is whenever they realize, what do we want to put on it? Usually we put on professional snowboarders. But Colin Wiseman, he's one of the editors for the Snowboard Journal, said, you know what? I want to put the picture of Mickey. Everybody's caught off guard. We're not exactly sure how people are going to react to it. He's not a snowboarder. This kid has never snowboarded before in his life. But Colin Wiseman said, we can all relate to this, though, just like Yoshida said. We were all that kid one day, and hopefully this kid can inspire others to want to snowboard as well. And guess what? That's exactly what happened. The snowboard issue was posted. Everybody's sharing it online. Mickey's mom didn't even know anything about this until she sees it getting posted on social media and local pages, and she's just so confused. She said, I remember my son telling me something about it 9 months ago, but I didn't think anything of it.
Just something kids say.
Exactly. So his cover's everywhere. There's actually a nonprofit organization that ended up getting involved. It's called Melanin in Motion, and it's basically trying to get kids of color to do extreme sports like this, to try extreme sports like this, because they don't get too much of an opportunity. They actually sent him a package with the magazine and other snowboarding gear, and also set him up with lessons so he can learn how to snowboard properly. This all started because of this magazine that Yoshida took a picture of this kid just being a happy kid watching professionals do what they do. To me, this story led to so many different positive things that's going to inspire so many people, and it also brought me back to my childhood. I used to be scared to tell people I skateboard. I would act like I couldn't skateboard just because I didn't want to get made fun of or anything, because it's just was taboo in our community for people of color to skateboard. I remember playing Tony Hawk as a kid, and there was Kareem Campbell on there, the only black guy on the game that I would play with. So, I mean, for this, whenever I read this story, it brings me back to, again, to my childhood, where it's becoming more accepting to do things like this, but it's also great to see the professionals want young kids like him to do things like that. Yeah, I wanted to share this on here because I think the youth are awesome, and shout out to Mickey for being such a happy kid, not scared to do what he wanted to do.
It reminds me of that skateboarding video that came out recently where the kid was trying to land. He was jumping over the stairs at a skate park and he failed for like hours, and then he got it at the end and the whole skate park erupted.
That's how it really is in real life. If you're trying something for a long time, it doesn't matter how easy it is. As soon as you land it, they're smacking their boards on the ground, cheering you up, picking you up. Such a great environment.
That's what's so awesome about skateboarding and snowboarding, these extreme sports, because they're hard.
Yeah, dangerous and hard.
Hard, but that persistence is what like keeps people coming back. So I really like the positive news story, sir.
Oops, I'm glad that you did.
My Youth Are Awesome positive news story is about a young woman named Emily Buttenegger. She started a nonprofit at 21 years old that she calls For Love and Buttercup.
Okay.
She's a student at the University of Pennsylvania. And she founded this nonprofit For Love and Buttercup to support children with cancer. She was inspired by her father's stage 4 thyroid cancer diagnosis. And to deal with that, she was like, I should turn my focus from not just college life, but philanthropy. So she organized a book drive in Philadelphia, where she donated physical books to young patients in children's hospitals. And she emphasized the value of tangible books for children undergoing treatment as a way to provide a safe space, comfort, and escape. She plans to write a memoir reflecting on her hospital experiences, her own personal growth, and the grief she's faced. And she wants to keep doing book drives and donations through her nonprofit at just 21 years old.
She seemed like she was 42. Everything you were saying she was doing, that's amazing. At 21 years old, to do so much and to tell your story, it can inspire others. People don't realize that. It does so much more. So, you know, don't stay quiet and keep acting on what you're doing. I think that's beautiful.
Absolutely. We're about to do audio meditation, but my favorite part from this story is that she used her grief to help others.
Absolutely.
Speaking of audio medication, we like to pause, do audio meditations where Tim and I talk about one thing we're grateful for each, because in the stresses of life, we often overlook all the great things going on in our own lives. We encourage everyone listening to think of one thing you're grateful for as well. Guaranteed to make your day so much more positive. That's what I'm grateful for. People that take their hardships to help other people instead of tearing their own lives apart or like just going into a box, because that's the ultimate sign of character.
I honestly love that. I love that you have the heartstring puller for that one, because I agree with everything, being grateful for that. But JP, I am grateful for Hot Wheel tracks.
Hot Wheel tracks?
Hot Wheel tracks.
You're talking about the things where it's like, you put the car in, it like speeds it through.
Yeah.
I remember I wanted those as a kid.
Same.
Did you get that for Leandro?
I did.
Smart.
So Christmas this year, he got Power Ranger toys and Hot Wheels, basically everything that I wanted as a kid. He loves the Hot Wheels track. We even watched his Hot Wheels show on Netflix and it's amazing. But I love the Hot Wheel track so much, I actually bought him another one for my birthday. Yo, they all connect and stuff. And it's just like, it was like 45 minutes on Christmas Day. I'm just sitting there watching it. And I'm just like, wow, this is so cool. I wish I really would have got one as a kid. Didn't realize it was 45 minutes, JP. I'm talking about the whole movie was over with. My daughter's asking me to change it. And I'm like, oh my gosh. Now I'm on the floor every day when I get home playing with it. It's not too big, I guess. About 3 feet, 3.5 feet.
That was pretty big.
But I bought like little attachments to it. And I didn't realize like they can all attach. Like you can have a whole city of Hot Wheel tracks. So guess what we're doing? We're building a city, guys. So shout out to Hot Wheel tracks.
I always wanted one of those as a kid too. And then Pops found it at the thrift store by Homeland.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But it was just a circle.
That's better than
one. Yeah, it's better than not having one, but it was literally like a foot. It was like this big and it was just go back and forth. And I remember we would see the commercials. And
it had the loop in it.
That's exactly what I was about to say. I was like, man, I wish I had one of those.
No, I'm looking for it right now, honestly, to add to the collection. I'm like, oh, this is what I'm about to do.
I knew they all connected, though. I didn't know that you didn't know that. So my thing was,
I had to have one.
My thing was, as a kid, I was like, man, if I just got two of them, I could build endlessly. Kind of like Lincoln Log.
Yes. Oh my gosh, I'm a big kid right now. You see how happy I am?
Oh, that made me happy too. I'm sure Edna's like,
no,
of
honestly,
course you got him this.
New Year's, we went to her parents' house and I brought the Hot Wheel track for my son to play. Me, her dad, and Leandro, and then one of my wife's cousin's boyfriends. All we did was play with the Hot Wheel track all night. I'm talking about 3 hours of us just sitting there playing with this Hot Wheel track. It was hilarious. And it's not big. I don't know why we were that entertained, but you could tell we all wanted something like that.
Wait till you get two or three of them.
JP, it's going to be like in 2 days. I'm ready. I'm ready.
Perfectly said. Do you have a quote before we get out of here?
The best things in life are unexpected because there were no expectations. Quotes by Tim.
We appreciate everyone for listening. We're out.
Stay positive.